Welcome to the Minutes of Mercy podcast, a sanctuary for believers whose greatest desire is to grow in faith by cultivating their relationship with God and understanding that in this life, we'll not always know how or why, but we do know who. If that's you, welcome in. Hey, and welcome back to the Minutes of Mercy podcast. Listen, I know. It's been quite some time since I've posted an upload. I've had people in my inbox and people calling me asking me, what happened to the podcast? Listen, I'm sure we can all attest to the fact that the world has been in a very hazy, very peculiar state, and we're all trying to find some balance and a sense of normalcy again. So now that I found mine, I am back. So we have six more episodes until we close out our season one, and then we're going to get to rolling into our season two. I'm so excited about season two because I have some new and exciting things that I cannot wait to share with you guys. We're going to do things different. We're going to shake it up a bit. We're going to go deeper, and I'm so excited about it. So stay tuned for that. But today's episode is something that the Lord laid in my heart quite some time ago, and I wanted to share with you guys because I think it is very pertinent and very essential and very key to growth and development in life in general. Today's episode is entitled Mastering the Middle Place. And when I'm talking about the middle place, I'm referring to that space in between the beginning of a thing and the end, that space in between the valley and the mountain, that space in between the victory and the defeat, because I believe that we only focus on one or the two, but we never talk about what happens in the middle. And I want to highlight the importance of the middle place because I want you to understand just how crucial and how principal the middle place is to our individual journeys. Because I've heard people say time and time again that it's not about how you start, but it's about how you finish. But I beg to differ, because what matters more happens in the middle. And I want you to be able to understand and know and be able to identify when you're in your middle place, because not everybody's middle place looks the same. You may have just lost your job and don't know how you're going to pay your bills. Somebody else may be in a storm of some sort and can't catch a break and don't know how to proceed. Someone else may be battling and struggling with finding their purpose and don't know what to do with life. Someone else may be in the middle of a separating state between marriage and divorce and don't know how things are going to pan out. What I'm trying to say is, though our middle places look different, the method to which we use to get out is the same. So mastering your middle place is going to require you to not just understand, but to put into practice these very pivotal principles. Number one, understand that the middle place is mental. And what I mean by the middle place is mental, it is understanding that it is your thoughts and the way you think that is either going to get you out of the middle place or keep you there. It's all about the way that you think. And just to break it down even further, we always reference the scripture that says that there's power in words, or there's power in the tongue, and there's so much power in what we say. Well, I want to submit to you that just as much power as there are in what we say, there's power in how we think. Paul says in the Bible, I think myself happy. That thought had the ability to create an emotion or a feeling, and that emotion created an action. That told me that I can change my life and my world by the way that I think. I mean, wow, that just solidified for me just how powerful the thought is. I mean, think about it. Everything that we see, everything that was created first started with a mere thought. The thought is the cause of everything. And so what I'm trying to get across to you about your middle place is, if you don't change your thoughts, if you don't change your perspective and look at your situation with optimism and not pessimism, if you don't learn how to bring your thoughts under submission and be able to control what you think and be able to shift your thinking when those negative thoughts arise, you'll never get out. because it does you no good to produce negative energy, because that's what you're going to get as a result. That is what you're going to get as a result. Think about David in Psalms when he said, "It is good for me that I had been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." You see how he changed his perspective about his affliction? He changed his perspective. He decided in his mind first that he was not going to allow his circumstance or his affliction determine his reality. Whew, perspective. Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." If that is not perspective, then I don't know what it is. And you have to look at your middle place in the same sentiment. You have to understand that even though I'm in my middle place, even though I'm in this place of uncertainty, a Romans 8 and 28 perspective is going to get me out. Because I know, not I believe, but I know that all things work together for my good. And you have to decide whether you're going to suffer in your middle place or whether you're going to reign in it. And number two, mastering our middle place is not only going to take us understanding that the middle place is mental, but we have to understand that the middle place is designed to mature us. And what I mean when I say that is it's all about how we respond when we're in our middle place. Because how you respond ultimately determines whether maturation has happened. You have to understand that. You have to understand that the way you respond lets us know whether you've matured in your middle place. And I know you're asking, what do I do? How do I respond when I'm in this place? Simple thing to remember. Something that the Lord gave me a long time ago. He said, you got to walk the talk. Whatever you talking, that's what you better be walking. So if you're talking in optimism, as we stated before, we have to begin to speak with optimism. You have to walk in that. Your thoughts have to match your walk. They have to be congruent. They have to agree. That is how you respond, with optimism. And that is what you walk in optimism. Because sometimes, we'll think in optimism, but we'll walk in pessimism. We'll say all day that I'm good. Everything's great. I know it's going to work out for me because God got me. We'll say that all day long, but then we'll be at home crying at our bedside, you know, but we'll be worrying about stuff that we have no control over. You have to learn how to walk the talk and produce a response that doesn't keep you in your middle place. Because the ultimate goal for mastering our middle place is progression. It is all about progressing while we're in our middle place. Now, sometimes we may regress. And sometimes regression is necessary because we need to figure out why we're in the middle place in the first place. And sometimes it takes us to regress or go backwards to find that out. And other times we want to digress and escape our middle place. But digression only brings you right back to the place where you started. And then there are those times where we make the foolish decision to stay stagnant. And stagnation only keeps you where you are. It does not get you out of the middle place. So remember, the middle place is mental. And the middle place is designed to mature us. But what I want you to know, and what I want you to get in your mind, is that it's never about the destination more than it is about the process in the middle. And how you think and how you respond to your middle place will ultimately determine whether you get out. So that is it for this episode of the Minutes of Mercy podcast. I hope that you will come back and join me on the journey of learning, loving, and living God a little bit more today than we did on yesterday. So until next episode, I pray grace, mercy, and peace upon you all. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast and you want to keep up with Sean Mercy Ministries, check out our website at www.seanmercyministries.com and follow us on all social media platforms at Sean Mercy Ministries. Until next episode, peace.